Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What'd you think of that end-of-game nonsense last night?
There were multiple fouls on the Spurs. Ginobili was over the line. At the time, the most blatant thing was the push-off from the inbounder.
So many of these games in like this now. This stuff has happened all year long at the end of games, and I don't know what the answer is. If you're going to play by different rules in the last minute, then you have to let everybody play by those rules, right?
The NFL Players Association sent a memo out telling players to be cautious about eating meat in Mexico and China because some of it is contaminated by clenbuterol, which is a banned substance. Dwayne Brown tested positive last November after he came back from bye week.
Cynic in me says, really, you kept all those receipts so you could show that you ate Mexican meat just in case something showed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the cynic in me, sorry.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number 3, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we're going to go ahead and run an interview I've been telling you about, recorded a little bit earlier today, with a guy who is just a fantastic handicapper, to talk a little Kentucky Derby. So if you're not a horse fan, you know, you can come back. But if you are, just great, great insight. He has covered racing for the Washington Post. He's won an Eclipse Award. He writes for Blood Horse, Bleacher Report. He's got a great, great preview coming out on Bleacher Report. Please welcome my good friend, John Scheinman. John, how you doing, buddy?
I've literally been on cryogenic ice for the past 9 months, and now I emerge out of the chrysalis just for the Triple Crown. So it's great to be here with you.
It's like you're like Mel Kiper, right? He shows up for, you know, a few weeks before the draft and then disappears again. So
yeah. But unlike Mel, who's probably like on Bali or Honolulu, I'm in Baltimore.
Well, John, I want to ask first, before we get to this year's race, as somebody who's covered it for as long as you have, what was it like for you when American Pharoah finally ended that drought last year?
You know, it was interesting. I had an all-access pass from NBC, and I didn't really have – I wasn't writing it for anyone. So it was two sidelined Eclipse Award-winning writers, myself and Ryan Goldberg, and – we had passes, so we went and we were right in front of the finish line where all the super rich people were, and we got to watch the entire parade and race from there. And I got to tell you, Fred, when the horse crossed the finish line first, I buried my head in Ryan's coat, and he was laughing because he just, I don't know what he thought I was doing, and I just pulled out, and I just had tears coming out of my eyes. I couldn't believe I was stunned by my own reaction. But it was just like a huge outpouring of emotion, not just for me, but everybody there. It was just it was one of the greatest, most magnificent experiences I've ever had in covering sports.
Yeah, it's funny. I had the same reaction, so don't feel bad. But I'm curious, though, is there a little bit of a hangover this year? Because even as much as I love this, and as much as I've been, you know, trying to keep up with all the races, I don't sense the buzz going in. And do you think there's maybe a little hangover among the general public?
Absolutely. I mean, about, inveterate gamblers like myself, it's hard to go out without saliva coming out of the corners of my mouth waiting for Saturday to arrive. I'm very excited about this Derby. I've put in a tremendous amount of effort into my handicapping. And so if you don't love the Kentucky Derby and you like to play horses, you've gone insane. But I think in the general public, yes, this is a down derby. I mean, I notice people coming up and talking to me and asking me what I think, but it is, you know, the excitement that came in with American Pharoah in Dortmund going into last year's derby, which was a power-packed field of eight horses. You know, eight of those 18 horses had gotten a 100 buyer speed figure. So there was a lot of imposing animals in there. And Dortmund and American Pharoah were, you know, super exciting even before the thing started. We don't have that buzz yet, even with Nyquist, who's undefeated.
Yeah, and that's kind of amazing, isn't it? You've got an undefeated horse who won the juvenile, and all he's done is win in California and Florida, and there's just almost no buzz about this horse.
To me, it doesn't bode well for Nyquist. He's just not electrifying anyone. He's not persuading anyone that he is in any way, shape, or form a dominant super horse. And this is a horse that's gone to the gate and won all seven times he's run. So, you know, I think how people feel about the horses and get excited about them emanates from the core of racing itself, from people who really follow it. And the buzz is not emanating out about this horse.
Well,
for the general public.
Well, and I guess he may have to win for it to actually happen. But I look at this field and I see a few potential winners. This is why I love having you on, because I've now given out five of the last six Triple Crown trifectas, including last year's Belmont. So you got to help me keep my streak going. Give me some bombers.
Wait a minute, you've done that. How about if I fly to Houston, you fly here, and I'll interview you?
But you know what? I'll never forget you finding Invisible Ink at 50-1 and teaching me a valuable handicapping angle that worked at Keeneland up until they changed the track surface. So, you know.
Well, very good. That was a great one, Invisible Ink. That was a superb one. That and having Giacomo, I think my legend is intact, even if I've had a few clunkers along the way.
Do you see a Giacomo in this field? That would be my question.
I'm so excited about this derby. If I'm correct, I'm going to make a fortune.
Okay.
Here's the odds, because they just came out. They just came out at Churchill Downs. Here's the odds of my top four horses: 20-1, 10-1, 3-1, 30-1.
Nice. So
that's my top four list. What are you asking me?
So tell us who they are, my friend.
My top horse is Outwork, the Wood Memorial winner, and I will be, and I'm standing very strong with Outwork. I'm very excited about the horse. Do you want to know why?
Yes, I do.
Well, here's a light bulb that went off into my head about Outwork. He broke his maiden. He's the first Uncle Mo to hit the track. And there's, I think, three of them in this race, and he won his first start. Outwork began his career in April, which is something that you don't really see in Todd Pletcher runners. They usually are all set for the Belmont meet and then really focus in at Saratoga. But he had this guy ready all the way back in April, and he's a big, long, scopey horse, not like a normal compact sprinter that wins at 4.5 furlongs. But he was mature enough mentally and physically to go out in April and be, you know, I'm sure Mike Rapoli wanted it to have the first Uncle Mo winner, and he got it in April. The horse, because of minor issues, then laid off all the way until, I don't have my PPs in front of me, but it might have been, it was at the start of this year.
Yes, February 16th at Tampa.
Okay. Now let me just switch gears a second. His stablemate, Destin, had run a tune-up, and then two root races, two two-turn races before going into the Tampa Bay Derby. Outwork had one six-furlong sprint where he got a 77 buyer and won by about four lengths, and they went into the same race, the Tampa Bay Derby. One horse should have been dead fit with two two-turn races under his belt, and the other one had laid off for 9 months and come back with a six-furlong sprint, and that's it for his first try for two turns. And what does he do? He leads the whole way, and Dustin just gets him in the end to beat Outwork by a length, and they set the stakes and track record for a mile and a 16th. Now, Outwork went from a 77 buyer all the way up to a 98. So he, from one turn to two turn, he did that. He had all rights to bounce and regress in his next outing. But what did he do? He did regress, and he still won the Wood Memorial on a wet track that was favoring closers, and he went into a monstrous speed duel with a very talented horse named Matt King Cole. He not only survived it, he held off the closers and won. He's going to go forward here, and he's going to win the Kentucky Derby.
All right. I love it. Okay, so who are you?
And he's also bred for class and bred for stamina. Uncle Mo on top, Empire Maker on the bottom. The stamina profile, according to the book I use, Sire Ratings, is top shelf for this.
All right, well, I'm throwing him in now. So who are your other three?
My second horse is Gunrunner, who to me, if his speed whip figures were any higher, he would probably be on top. There's not every single thing that he does is there. Every single thing about him is good. He looks great. He's bred for this. He's got beautiful tactical speed where he can set up wherever he wants. He sort of almost reminds me of like Cigar in that he gets in position exactly where he wants to be for his races. And I love his jockey, Florent Giroux. He's the coolest rising master in the game as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen a better young rider in a very long time. And this horse comes from the family of St. Liam, and he's just done every single thing right. And I think if he can somehow butt through from those back-to-back 91 fires, he's going to be a huge threat. And all his workouts and prep for this has been outstanding.
All right. Who are your other two? I'm still waiting for one of mine.
I put Nyquist number three. He looks marvelous. He looks marvelous galloping. He just looks superb. He's starting to physically look more and more like American Pharoah every time I see him. This, you know, sort of like the new Cadillac, you know, the little sporty Cadillac that they're coming out with now. That's what he looks like. His profiles for class and distance to me are okay, but not great. And I just think I have to include him just based on his look. But I am very suspect of him. I would not be surprised if he falls off the board. He's going to face a different. Listen to this, Fred. Here's something that's got to be kept in mind. When he won the Florida Derby, the pace pressure that he faced was put on by 2.99-1 shots in that race, which to me is no pace pressure at all. And when he got into the lane, even though he was widening, he was drifting to the outside. He's going to face substantially stiffer pace presence here with Mohamed and Danzen Candy that he's ever faced in his life, and I question whether he can respond to it.
Yeah, and that track always favors front runners, and I downgraded that performance a little bit. But, okay, who's your fourth one?
Well, it's a super bomb of super bombs, and it's a horse named My Man Sam for Chad Brown. Which, if I'm right about this, I'm gonna call myself up and congratulate me and call myself a genius in front of the mirror while pouring champagne all over my head. That's how obscure this guy is. He's never won anything. But let's keep in mind this. He destroyed his maiden race by 8 lengths. The third place finisher came out of that race and won by 11 lengths in his next start. Then my man Sam came from 9 back to finish second to Matt King Cole. He got a 95 buyer, which was tremendous. And then if you saw the Bluegrass Stakes with Leperoux, he's languishing in 14th place from the outside post the entire race and makes this one long, giant, sweeping move to get second place. Now, one of my favorite angles in the game, and you know how I like these little angles, is Leperoux off back to Irad Ortiz. I've always liked the Leperoux off angle. Now he goes back to his regular rider, Irad Ortiz. I think this horse is wonderfully bred. I love Chad Brown. He's one of the most dangerous trainers in the country, and I just think this horse is hugely flying under the radar, as is Outwork.
Yeah, well, I like that, man. Those are all excellent picks that are off the a little bit off the charts, which is exactly what I was looking for. I'm going to throw you my one bomber to include in your bottom end of things. I don't think he has any prayer of winning, but
okay.
he's my commanding curve of this year. Sudden Breaking News, who is just going to clump up for a piece. But if you go back and watch that Arkansas Derby, he was going much faster than the winner was at the end, and he had a little more trouble in there than what it shows. He had a ton of trouble in the Rebel. I just think he's gonna be one of those horses that clunks up late for second or third, and he's gonna be 30-1 when it's all said and done.
Two things about this horse. One, putting in a 59 and change work as his final workout signals a great intent. It reminded me of when Larry Jones burst upon the scene and put that 56 into or 57 into Hardspun, and nobody really gave much credence to Hardspun or Larry Jones, and all of a sudden it was like, wow, this horse was legit. This was that kind of workout. This was the buzz workout of the past week. And another thing, Donnie Von Hemel has not been to the Kentucky Derby for 27 years. And if you know anything about this guy, I think he's such a great trainer. He does not show up as a vanity project like a lot of these owners do. Donnie Von Hemel is there because this horse is legit. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, and Mineshaft and a Fleet Alex. I mean, he's got all the breeding you want to go a mile and a quarter. So
absolutely, absolutely. He's a huge threat. But he's going to have traffic issues. He's got to,
right.
You know, he's got to find a way to navigate that. The Rebel was an absolute disaster for him. As soon as he started to get his motor running, he had to check.
Yeah, and he can be his own worst enemy, and that's another horse in here kind of reminds me of that Mo Tom, who I don't know how good he is because every single race he finds himself running up behind another horse and stopping. And, you know, in a 20-horse field, chances are that's going to happen again.
I have him ranked 19th. I give him absolutely no chance. I don't see it. He's never run fast enough. And he, you know, as I wrote in my Bleacher Report analysis, he could be in an open field and run into a wall.
So is that analysis available for people now? Can they get it?
This analysis will be available after the draw on Wednesday. I have spent weeks putting it together. And I hope people are going to get some valuable information from it, because I talk about the strengths of the horses I analyze, and then I analyze what I've seen in so many different capacities, speed figures, trips, workouts, gallops. I mean, you name it, I've looked at it. You know, I want to give you one quick prediction for the Derby. Okay.
Sure.
I think I know who the front runner is going to be. I think the front runner is going to be Mohammed.
Okay.
I think he's going to ambush this field. He is a completely different animal this past couple of weeks at Churchill Downs than he was at Gulfstream Park. He was very composed and serene at Churchill. They've got him wound up like a top. If you've seen him come out onto the track, he literally leaps into the air like a gazelle before he starts galloping. And he is all on the engine. I think they want nothing to do with stalking and getting caught on an outside trip and having any kind of repeat in that they like what happened in the Florida Derby. I think this horse has a tremendous weapon and its speed, and they're going to get out there and go.
And I kind of think Dancing Candy is a little bit of a phony front runner, which, you know, I don't want to get too much detail here, but I like that prediction. So, John, always great to talk to you, my friend. And, you know, we got to catch up on one of these trips somewhere, either when I'm in Vegas
Absolutely.
Or something, man. So,
hey, can I break a little news to you
yeah.
over the air here?
Absolutely.
One of my greatest friends, but also the handicapper who probably has the most utility of all in the Kentucky Derby over the years is Andrew Beyer, and he's picking Dancing Candy.
Oh, I feel so much better about leaving him out of everything now.
I hope he's not listening. He's going to murder me.
that's all right. It's only on a podcast that goes to millions of people, so you're fine. So. In addition to going out over the year. So
thank you.
So hey, well, do me a favor when you get that when that report's up, either send me a message on Facebook so I can tweet it out to everybody, because I know our listeners will want to get it. I want to make sure that they have access to it. So
how could anyone not want to make money? I think we're going to get it done here.
All right, feeling good about it, man. Again, thanks
so
much.
All
right, man, we'll talk soon.
Okay, buddy, bye.
All right, that's John Scheinman. Terrific handicapper, and as you can tell, has some very different views on the Derby. We're going to take a very, very quick break. We'll be right back. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, but first, what we're going to do is tell you about Blue Apron.
I had one last night.
Oh, so did I.
My new package has come in the mail today.
Yep, mine's downstairs waiting for me.
I think we're eating as soon as I get home. We're eating some Blue Apron.
Yeah, I had a chicken dish last night that was just amazing.
And
I have to say that it works out great, because we get three a week, and I've loved all three of them so far. We eat healthy. We eat great ingredients, and you get to make incredible meals. And they package everything, so they tell you exactly what to put in there. It's all there, so you can cook it yourself. And it's just high quality, meals that are healthy and good for you. And they set the highest quality standards for the community of artisanal suppliers, family run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. And the best part is, less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron's going to deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And listen, the great thing is they can customize it for your family's needs. If you've got allergies, they can customize for that. Fred gets three meals a week because there's only two people in his house. I've got to feed four, so I get two meals per week, and they're just bigger meals portioned out for my family. That's the great thing. It's a perfect portion size. There's no food waste. Everything's recyclable. It's all coming from sustainable farms, free-range chickens, naturally raised pork, humanely raised beef. These guys are doing the best they can to make food not only an eating experience, but just a good experience overall for the world. They're doing good things. It's worth trying out, and you can try it out for absolutely free. Check out this week's menu. Get your two meals free with free shipping. That's right. I said free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create these incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. It's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.